Next up, the pleasures and problems of early parenthood. We all know that adolescence is a difficult phase of life, when our hormones fluctuate, our bodies change, and we form a new sense of identity. But what about new parenthood? The term matrescence was coined in the 1970s by medical anthropologist Dana Raphael, and it refers to the developmental phase of new motherhood. Just like adolescence, it is a phase when women go through intense physical, psychological, and emotional changes. More recent research shows that the brains of new fathers experience similar changes. While adolescence has been widely studied and discussed for decades, new parenthood is only now getting the attention it deserves. This is thanks to a global movement that recognises it as an equally difficult and important phase of life. The movement has resulted in an increased number of support groups and other resources to help women and men transition into parenthood. Society often presents pregnancy and early parenthood as a glorious phase of life. However, up to 20% of women suffer from postpartum depression, and many others from anxiety, psychosis, and other mental health problems during early parenthood in particular. Experts say it's important to raise awareness of how common this is, so that women and men don't feel isolated or afraid to express openly how they feel and get the help that they need. Women's bodies change radically during pregnancy. Naturally, they are psychologically impacted by these physical changes and by the hormonal fluctuations that occur during the development of the fetus. In 2016, a scientific study by researchers at the Autonomous University of Barcelona discovered that women's brains change during pregnancy and that these changes are still present 2 years after giving birth. The researchers did brain scans on first-time mothers before and after pregnancy. They found that pregnancy alters the size and structure of regions of the brain involved in understanding the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and intentions of others. 2 years after giving birth, the changes were so evident that a computer algorithm could use them to identify which women had been pregnant and which had not. However, a growing body of research is observing this type of plasticity in first-time fathers too. They also experience the cognitive, physical, and emotional demands of caring for a newborn.